With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It is becoming increasingly obvious that President Trump's patience with Russia's Vladimir Putin is running out. Frustrated by Russia's relentless attacks on its neighbor, there is a notable shift in Mr. Trump's position.
In a reversal, the president said he believes Ukraine can regain control of the territory Russia has taken since its invasion. He posted the comment soon after meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly. Earlier, he criticized Russia for continuing the fight.
It's not making Russia look good. It's making them look bad.
The president had previously said that both Ukraine and Russia would have to give up land to end the war. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The president pulled no punches in his UN General Assembly speech. Mr. Trump accuses the world body of funding an assault on Western countries by encouraging mass illegal migration. The president tells the delegates, your countries are being ruined. Mr. Trump experienced a series of annoying issues before and during his UN speech. First, an escalator abruptly stopped the moment he and the First Lady stepped onto it.
And then a teleprompter that didn't work. These are the two things I got from the United Nations, a bad escalator and a bad teleprompter.
And a microphone that malfunctioned as well. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt demands an investigation. Jimmy Kimmel Live returned to the air last night. However, a large group of ABC TV affiliates, stations owned by Sinclair and Nexstar, did not carry the program. Kimmel was suspended last week for remarks he made about Charlie Kirk's accused assassin. Ryan Ruth, convicted of attempting to assassinate then-presidential candidate Donald Trump last year. Ruth faces life in prison when he's sentenced December 18th. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 22 points higher. This is SRN News. More abortion clinics are closing.
According to the Susan B. Anthony list, more than 40 facilities have shut their doors permanently so far this year. SBA President Marjorie Dannenfelcher says, quote, life is winning. Imagine how many more clinics will shut down once they stop receiving $500 million in Medicaid money. Many of the closings are taking place in states such as California and Illinois, where Democrats hold sway and abortion is heavily protected and promoted. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination, some of his supporters are expressing hope that the tragedy will galvanize many people, especially young conservatives, to become more engaged in church. There have already been widespread reports of attendance surging at some evangelical houses of worship. Pastor Robert Jeffers of First Baptist Church Dallas says the short-term impact of Kirk's murder is astounding. Whether this translates into long-term change is yet to be determined, but I pray that it does. This is SRN News. Well, sometimes it's perfectly okay to ask the boss for a day off from work.
Chicago Cubs third baseman Matt Shaw says he has no regrets missing a game in order to attend the memorial for his friend, Charlie Kirk, saying he had an invitation from Charlie's widow and permission from the Cubs to attend that event last Sunday in Arizona. Shaw says Erica texted him asking him to be there and that he was not concerned at all about any backlash toward him going. And Kirk posed for a photo with Shaw in the Cubs dugout following a game recently at Wrigley Field. Jason Walker reporting.
China will no longer seek the special treatment given to developing countries in World Trade Organization agreements. It's a change long sought by the U.S. Commerce Ministry officials say the move is a bid to boost the global trading system while it's under stress. More details at srnnews.com.